Indie 1015, welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. How are you today? I hope you're doing very well. I'm in a great mood. It's exciting. It's March 23rd, and the days are going by. Spring is here, I guess, and the weather's looking up. Things are just getting better in our day-to-day life, I feel. You know, no matter all the bad stuff that happens, at least the sun is shining now, and that's something to look forward to. And, I mean, I'm just excited for the show as well. We've got so much great stuff, a lot of great music featuring artists like Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, of course, Stan Getz, Lance Ellington, and we even have a brand new song from a brand new album that isn't even released yet. Mark Turner is releasing Return from the Stars on the 25th, that is this Friday. So be sure to stick around and listen to his new song. And, of course, we're going to talk about the album, who it features, and what it's about. All that great jazz that we love to hear. Taking a look at some of the news in the world, a man has been jailed for attacking a stranger with a seagull. A 29-year-old man picked up a live seagull and threw it at a stranger before he launched a vicious attack of kicking and punching. And it was so violent that it left the man with a broken jaw. Now, I have no idea if the seagull was in on it. You know, how often are you even in range of a seagull, let alone any kind of bird, to grab it and then throw it at someone? And birds can fly. I'd imagine if you could throw a bird, it would just start flying away. So the fact that it hit this man either says a lot for the talent of this bird whisperer vigilante, or what I believe is this seagull was in on this mugging. Now, it was just a random attack. Apparently, the man was on a binge of two-day drinking, probably in preparation for St. Patrick's Day. And I didn't know seagulls celebrated, but I suppose they do. Now, the police have found the seagull, and I've been questioning him in regards to the assailant, and they have also, as a result, found the man. They thank the seagull for its cooperation. And I thank you for listening to the program. Welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour once again. Let's get this show on the road with some Louis Armstrong, but first, here is Arawak with Pam on Indie 101.5.
Louisiana, the land of Creole Sioux. Patois, Mardi Gras, and romantic blues. Once I heard a lover, when work was over, strum a Creole tune to his pretty lovey-dovey underneath the Dixie moon. I heard her say, Chantilly-ba, that means Creole, sing them low. Yeah, Chantilly-ba, she like her blues play sweetly and slow. Yeah, Chantilly-ba, I can't forget that lovely serenade. And if you listen to me just a while, I'll try to sing for you just what he said. Oh, in the morning, baby, just for day. In the morning, just for day. In the morning, just for day. In New Orleans, hey, hey, hey. I'm speaking about Chantilly, take it from me.
Was Louis Armstrong with Sing 'Em Low, and prior to that we had Arawak with Pam. Two contrasting styles of jazz, but great songs nonetheless. And speaking about the new and the old, I have a brand new song for you today. It is from Mark Turner's album Return from the Stars, which releases March 25th. So this is fresh. It comes out in 2 days. And it features Mark Turner on tenor sax, Jason Palmer on trumpet, Joe Martin double bass, and Jonathan Pinson on the drums. And they make for a great. They make for a great quartet, the best I've ever heard. And it's a really great album, and that has a lot to do with Mark's writing. Turner claims that his process is that he writes for the people playing. He doesn't want to tell them how to do the compositions. He doesn't want to tell them how he wants it to sound. He simply writes in a way that he knows they'll be able to perform and produce what he's looking for, and produce something that will sound good together, which is really key. You know, it's very easy for quartets or, you know, a band or a group, even a duet, no matter how big or small, for people to not get into the groove, to not feel the vibe. Everyone can play, you know, you could have all-stars playing great jazz music, but if they can't play together, then the whole thing comes apart. So this group is obviously really talented. They know what they're doing, and the writing just goes above and beyond in terms of helping them be able to do that. And as a result, the solos are able to flow organically out of these arrangements, and you have the sax and the trumpet going against the bass and the drums in such a complementary fashion. It's really a great album all around, and it's a lot of fun. And a fun fact, too, is that Return from the Stars actually takes its name from the title of Stanislaw Lem's science fiction novel, in which an astronaut returns from an exploratory space mission, and he finds that life on Earth greatly changed, and his own values out of step with those of a conformist, risk-averse society. And I guess we can see a little bit of the reason why perhaps Mark was inspired by the book and took some inspiration from that and the tones and the title. The past 2 years has been difficult on the world in a lot of ways, and it can feel like now that some of the restrictions are lifting, that we don't really know where we are. We have to get back into the rhythm of things, but can we get back into the rhythm of things if everything is different now? We're changing how we've lived our lives. Some things feel the same, but some things don't. Some things you don't want to feel the same. It's a great opportunity to change how we've been thinking and how we've been doing things, which is what we're all about on the show. This is all we do. There's never music or comedy or anything. But in an odd turn of events, we have lots of great music coming up this hour. Art Blakey, Stan Getz, Kamasi Washington, Lance Ellington, and even some comedy mixed in the middle there. But for right now, it's Mark Turner with Lincoln Heights from his new album Return of the Stars on Indie 115.
Thank you. Are you sure you've got the moves to take me on tonight? Are you brave enough to show your groove? Well, it's something that you said, like a bullet to the head. So much more to life than living it in. So tell me, do you salsa or do the rumba? Baby, will you samba and do the cha-cha? Tell me, will you tango on the merengue? Baby, do the mambo or bossa nova? Gonna love like Casanova. The move you, well, the heat is rising. Come on, feel the beat. I can feel you by my side. Heat is rising deep inside. Life's for living. Come on, move those dancing feet. Dance with me all night long. Stay with me till the morning comes. Salsa, ha, or to the rumba, baby, will you samba, or to the cha-cha, tell me, will you tango, on merengue, baby, do the mambo, on bossa nova, on a love like Casanova. So tell me, do you salsa, ha, or to the rumba, samba or to the cha-cha? Tell me, will you tango or merengue? Baby, do the mambo or bossa nova?
To the cha-cha.
Casanova.
Indie 115, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was Lincoln Heights by Mark Turner, followed by Lance Ellington with Do You Salsa. And salsa we do on the program. Latin influences is something we've talked about in a special way back in the day. And I'd love to revisit it sometime. We'll have to put that on the list, the roster, and take a look at it next time we can. You know, the holidays are coming up, so who knows? We'll have to find some time. And after listening to some of that new, fresh music, I take you over to a classic portion of our program with the comedy segment with tonight's special comedian, a talented man, Henny Youngman. He was considered the king of one-liners due to the fact that his stand-up routines were based around one-liners. But in all honesty, as pale as that may sound, he was talented, and there was no one who delivered them better. There's no one who wrote them better than him. And an interesting little fact is that he actually started out writing cards, like little joke cards, birthday cards, things like that. And frankly, I guess he just considered himself a bit too good for the birthday card industry and decided to hit the road writing and performing these one-liners, and it turned into a great career. He also played the violin. I've never seen him do it in a I have seen him do it in one performance, but it's just funny to see that kind of vaudevillian staple. There's always something other than just being able to tell jokes, whether it's the violin or juggling or whatever else. But multifaceted was the key word back in the day, despite the fact no one could spell it, much like today no one can spell multifaceted, let alone pronounce it. So without further ado, I introduce to you Steve Allen introducing Henny Youngman, introducing a whole bunch of laughs here on Indie 101.5.
Lately, there seems to be something of a trend in the field of comedy. Almost all the nightclub comedians are making record albums. And our next guest is trying to put a stop to this trend by coming out with a brand new album. This is The Real McCoy now. It's titled The Primitive Sounds of Henny Youngman. And now let's listen to some of those sounds. Here is the one and only Henny Youngman himself.
We're a little late, so good night, folks. I want to tell you how happy I am to be here, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't think I was going to make it. I came in on the plane. The plane was going up and down, sideways, upwards. The little old lady got up on the plane. She was frightened. She said, "Everybody in the plane, pray." Some man said, "I don't know how to pray." She said, "We'll do something religious." So he took up a collection. Little kid on the plane was annoying me with the water pistol. I says, "Kid, do me a favor." He says, "What?" I said, "Go outside and play." These kids are nuts today. I got a kid myself 10 years old. Maybe 11 if I let him. Came home from school. He said, "Mother, how to fight when another boy called me a sissy?" She said, "What'd you do?" He said, "I hit him with my purse." Little girl says to her mother, "Mommy, why are you taking out $100,000 worth of insurance on me?" "Shut up and eat your cranberries." Rich kid in Dallas walked up to Santa Claus and said, "Santa, what do you need?" I want to tell you, it's a kick being out there. I'm stopping at a very lovely hotel here, very swanky. Room service has an unlisted number. The bellhops are tip happy to walk around like this all day. I was in my room, I ordered a deck of playing cards, the guy made 52 trips. I like this town. I saw a drunk walk up to a parking meter. He put a dime in it. It went to 60. Said, "How do you like that? I lost 100 pounds. Two drunks walking up Broadway, New York. One gets down the subway. Comes up two blocks later. His friend says, "Where were you?" He said, "I'm in some guy's basement." He got a set of trains. The wife jokes. My wife always wires me for money. She's got to have money. I bought my wife a little car, one of those compact cars, you know, a Valiant. Well, I came home 3 weeks ago, she learned how to drive. Last week, she learned how to aim it. I came home the other night, there's the car in the dining room. I said to her, how did you get the car in there? She said, it was easy. I made a left turn when I come out of the kitchen. I let her drive along. She put her hand out like that, one like that, and then one like that. I said, what kind of signals are those? She said, I want to go right, then I want to go left. I changed my mind. I rubbed it out. Well, then she drove up the side of a building. There was another woman driver coming down. And my brother-in-law wants the car. There is the character. Oh, boy, has he got a ring-a-ding flavor. Oh. I first met him. He told me he was a diamond cutter. Diamond cutter. Used to mow the lawn at Yankee Stadium. The middle-aged man still chases women, but guess what for? He gave me a joke the other day, and I want to tell you, it's a joke about the fellow walks into he walks into the Red Book, and he opens it up. He's looking for a lawyer. He's looking for a law firm, and he picks out a firm called Schwartz, 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 and Schwartz. Calls up, he said, I'd like to talk to Mr. Schwartz. He's not in today. He's playing golf with a client. All right, then let me talk to Mr. Schwartz. He is no longer with this firm. He's retired. All right, then let me talk to Mr. Schwartz. He's on a criminal case. He won't be back for 3 weeks. He's all right, then let me talk to Mr. Schwartz. He says, speaking. Fiddle time, less brown for less money. My introduction, please. Here's a joke Burl gave me, Milton Burl. About a fellow lost a lot of money in Las Vegas. Now he's driving out of town. He's fed up with the old thing. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. From out of the mountains, he hears the voice say, go back to Las Vegas. Go back to Las Vegas. Well, he turns around, he figures this is a good omen. He drives to Vegas. The voice says, go into the Sands Hotel and gamble this time. So he goes in the Sands Hotel. The voice says, play roulette. Put $2,000 on number 8. He does that. Number 6 is up. He loses. The voice says, how about that? Say, a stockbroker calls up a client. He says, look, we're doing a new picture called The Dinosaurus. I think you ought to buy stock. It's 10 cents a share. He says, all right, pick me up 20,000 shares at 10 cents. Next day, the stock goes up to $1. He says, you want to sell it? He says, buy me 20,000 more shares. It goes up to $3. Buy me 20,000 more shares. It goes up $5. He gets me, he says, $520. He says, $7. Get me 20,000 more shares. $9. He says, sell me out at $9. He says, to whom? I do Jan Murray. Here's one. Here's one by Jerry Lewis. Have I got time for one more joke? All right, I'll do this joke because my boy, Gary Youngman, is a hell of a kid, and he's going places, and the quicker the better. Can I do the one more joke?
Yes.
I'll do the joke about the fellow tries to cross the Mexican border on his bicycle. He's got two big bags on his shoulders. The guard says, what's in the bags? He says, sand. He says, get them off and examine it. They take the bags off, look through it, find nothing in the bags, puts it back on his shoulders. He crosses the border on his bicycle. 2 weeks later, the same fellow. What do you got in there? Sand. They look through it, find nothing, put the sand back, puts it back on his shoulders, crosses the border on his bicycle. Every 2 weeks for 6 months, this goes on. Finally, 1 week, the fellow show up, and the guard meets him to stay in delicatessen. He says, buddy, you had us crazy. We knew you were smuggling something. I won't say anything. What were you smuggling? He says, bicycles.
Next thing we'll do, ladies and gentlemen, we sincerely hope you enjoy this little ditty by Ray Bryant, one of the brilliant pianists and composers of our city here in New York. Title of it is Chicken and Dumplings. Thank you.
Quiet nights of quiet stars, quiet chords from my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, and a window that looks out on Corcovado. Oh, how lovely.
Esse amor, uma canção pra fazer feliz a quem se ama. Muita calma pra pensar e ter tempo pra sonhar. Da janela ver seu Corcovado, o Redentor, que lindo. Quero a vida sempre assim, com você perto de mim, até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste e descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci o que é felicidade, meu amor. Sempre assim, com você perto de mim, até o apagar da velha chama. E eu que era triste e descrente desse mundo, ao encontrar você eu conheci que é felicidade, meu amor.
Indie 101.5, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. I am Johnny Athens, and that was Stan Getz and João Gilberto with Corcovado, Quiet Nights of Quiet Stars. A really lovely song that has so much emotional power and comes from such a great album that's really charged with energy, emotion, and just pure raw talent. Musicians doing what they do best. I remember we had talked about them a little bit and how impactful that album was in bringing Latin rhythms and influence to mainstream culture, especially there in the 60s. This was a huge hit, and the songs are still classics today, and that Latin influence is something we still hear in all kinds of music, not just jazz. But other than that, this is the end of the program for this week. I thank you so much for tuning in. It has been a pleasure once again to be back on the airwaves. And I have a special song to close out the show. It's The Garden Path by Kamasi Washington, released February 2nd of this year, so just over a month ago. And it's special for him, at least, because it marks his first late-night television appearance, which is pretty big for a musician, I'd reckon, but he got the chance to play the song, perform it live on the Jimmy Fallon show. And, I mean, he's no stranger to our show here, The Variety Hour. We've heard him plenty of times before, and we'll hear him plenty more. But it's just nice to know that a talented musician such as Kamasi Washington is getting that recognition on a greater scale. It's always nice to see him, not just him, but musicians in general, break through their genre boundaries. You know, not just being heard by jazz listeners, but being heard by everyone. Because I think all of us like more music than we think. It's just that we never get the chance, or we don't give ourselves the chance to hear it. So anyways, we'll leave the show with that, The Garden Path by Kamasi Washington. I thank you so much for listening. And to those who didn't tune in, well, it's the thought that counts. And until then, we'll see you next time on Indie 101.5. Good night and take care.
Hamilton's home for alternative.
Only on Indy 101.5 CIOI.
Stop.